Okay.
Remember that piece is, because I'll leave something out.
So we'll review and continue our discussion on Amira Lenachri. Is that what you brought it, Akam? Or, but either way, Amira Lenachri. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Bo, by it's talking about Malachas Yontif, it says, Kol Malacha L'Yasa Behem. It says no work should be done for you. It doesn't say you can't do Malacha, but it says no work should be done for you. And Rashi quotes the Mechilta, Afilu Al Yidei Acherim. Not only you can't do the work yourself, but you can't have others do the work for you. So the simple reading of Rashi and the Mechilta is, he seems to be saying that Amira Lenachri is an Issa Daraisa. There's a biblical prohibition to have a non-Jew do Malacha for you on Yontif. However, the Ramban points out on that Pasuk that who are we referring to? So the Ramban says it can't be referring to another Jew, because number one is he's asked to do work. But secondly, we already have a prohibition of the Torah with Ne'ivir Losite Mechshol. We already have a commandment that we can't put a stumbling block in front of someone, so obviously you can't have another Jew do Malacha for you on Yontif, unless of course you want to switch residencies with the Shomer Shabbos. That's a separate, that was last week. But you can't have another Jew do Malacha for you. So it can't be, we can't be referring to a Jew. So it must be, and we know the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Amir Lenachri Shvus, that Amir Lenachri is only, many places seems to only be rabbinical. So therefore, it must be this pasuk is just an asmachta b'alma, and really it's only a regular dindur rabbanan within asmachta. As we pointed out last week, this seems to be a machlokes Ramban and Rush on what is the nature of the issue of ne'ivir lo site mechshol, as we find by other mitzvahs, by the Lavol Sasser we discussed in the past, or Chatzi Shir, when the Torah tells you with Ne'iva lo site mechshol, is that a Isser Kloli? No matter what, whether you cause them to be Mechal Shabbos, eat treif, wear shatness, so it's the same with Ne'ivir. That's an Isser Kloli. Well, they say no, with Ne'ivir it's an Isser Prati. It connects to whatever Isser you're doing. So if you cause them to eat treif, so that's your value of Ne'ivir of treif. If you cause them to Mechal Shabbos, you're considered with Ne'iva or Shabbos, and perhaps even a Mummer. So we see that the Ramban seems to assume that he said, from the way he explains with Ne'iva, that he's assuming it's an Issa Prati, and if you had a Jew do Malacha for you on Shabbos, you're over an Issa or Shabbos. If Ne'iva takes on the Halacha of what you're doing, not just the regular Stam with Ne'iva. And the Rush in the beginning of Shabbos seems to learn differently, because the Rush asks, why don't we say with Ne'iva? The first Mishnah is the Balabayas and Ani. We know you need an Akira and Hanukkah. You can't, without the person actually taking it, you can't violate the Yisr. Yet the Mishnah says he's Pater. So the Rush points out, what about with Ne'iva? So he says, you're right. You can, but maybe he is over with Ne'iva. The Mishnah's not, the Mishnah is only talking about from a Shabbos sticker inyan. But in Achinami, maybe he does violate Luf Ne'ivir. So we see from the Rush that Luf Ne'ivir is an Isser Kloli, has nothing to do with the inyan of Shabbos. But that's a general Chakira and the Achronim in general. Many different mitzvahs, do they take on the stature of that mitzvah? Or is this a, when I do a mitzvah drabanan, they're all equal? Or it depends. When I do a mitzvah drabanan, if it's Chametz on Pesach, it takes on that status, etc. So either way, that's the Ramban. The Ramban says the Pasuk cannot refer to a Jew, and the Nachri is only Drabbanan, and the Pasuk is only Asmachta, and we assume Amir and Nachri is only a Din Drabbanan. There are some Rishonim, the Itter, the Sefer Yireya, and the Hilchos Gedolos, who point out that maybe Amir and Nachri is Daraisa. How can Amir and Nachri be Daraisa? The many Gemaras say it's only Drabbanan. So they want to make a distinction between whether it's Chefzus Shel Yisrael or Chefzus Shel Nachri. If a guy goes into your home, cooks your food, and cooks for you, then they say perhaps that's an Issa Daraisa. However, if a guy cooks his own food, And in his house, and it brings you, that would only be an issur de rabbanan. So that's what they, that's the,
if
so.
If he cooks for himself, why would that be?
No, not for him. No, he's cooking for you, but he's just cooking, he's using his own, either way, tamir or enough room, that's something else. We assume if he's cooking for himself, that's okay. There's a separate prohibition of your nakru, which we're not going into now. That's an issur hana. You can't benefit from, if a nakri does something for you. There's two parts. There's amir al-nakri in terms of the malacha, but then there's a independent, in order to kind of like a deterrent, then what the, if you're going to gain from it, you'll make sure, you know, they keep on.
He puts the light on for you. Right?
Exactly, right. In terms of, they put, and the, you know, they put the light in for you.
Himself,
right. Well, exactly.
For himself, it's okay.
No, not that. To get benefit, but it's not but, himself.
Right, then they discuss it. It depends if he, if there, mm-hmm. if you could read, if there was some light in the room. You had, in other words, you had to be able to read without the light. If the light makes it more beneficial, there's a separate, independently, not out the issur malacha, that he's doing, that he's fine. If the, but in terms of benefiting from it, that's a discussion about, that's a different aspect. But either way, that's the Urayim that they point out, that perhaps you can have an issur deraisa of Amir al-Nakhri. So the question is like this, we paskin Amir al-Nakhri, the consensus view is, the majority opinion is Amir al-Nakhri is only Durabanan. So we know we have a general claw in the Gemara many times, called Tikkun Durabanan Ka'ein Daraisa Tikkun. When the Chachamim set up a Din Durabanan, they usually pattern it after a Din Daraisa. So where do we find what Din Daraisa is Amir al-Nakhri patterned after? Well, if it, so there's an interesting tosis in Yavamas and Daf Memches, and actually it, and the Gemara is discussing Krisis Daf Tes, where the pasuk in the Chumash, it's Parshas Mishpatim, the pasuk in Chaf Gimel Yud Beis in Mishpatim, the Gemara, the way the Gemara interprets it, it's referring to a Ger Toshav. The simple reading of the pasuk seems to be that Ger Toshav can't do malacha on Shabbos. Oh, what's a Ger Toshav? A Ger Toshav is all non-Jews are, in theory, have to keep the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. But a Ger Toshav makes a Kabbalah. He actually a Kabbalah that they are based in of Gimel, where he takes on, I'm willing to take on, this is actually a discussion in the Gemara, what he has to take on. Whether he could just, everyone agrees he could eat an Avela. That's a given. The question is, does he take on everything else except the Issur Neveila, or he only takes on the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, or perhaps he only takes on the Issur Avodah Zarah? That's a different opinions in the Gemara, what exactly a Ger Toshav has to, what it means to be a Ger. But Pashas, we assume he takes on, he's making a commitment to the seven Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, one being Avodah Zarah. So the discussion, maybe a Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos, because why? Because we know, whoever's Machalo Shabbos, Kilo Oved Avodah Zarah. When we, by Ger Toshav, we take more, a regular guy doesn't have to, but we're stricter or either more liberal or stricter, depending how we want to look at it, in terms of what we include in the Issur Avodah Zarah. It's like it's different for a Jew and a guy. It's different for a Ger Toshav and a guy. So it's a discussion. Perhaps a Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos, because if he doesn't keep Shabbos, he's going to violate Avodah Zarah. But we know, as Pasuk and Parshas Noach, they quote that a guy's not allowed to keep Shabbos. So the Gemara wrestles with, and Daf Tes increases, maybe he only has to keep Shabbos k'chol amayit. One opinion, maybe he only has to keep a k'yantiv. The Gemara discusses, he doesn't have to keep a full Shabbos like we do it, but, and that's the whole discussion where they talk about tefillin and chol amayit, whether it's an osana, but that's the whole discussion, the Gemara increases Daf Tes. But so whatever the pshat is over there, the Tosis and Yavamas, Bemches, bothered by this question, how could Masha from the Pasuk, Ager Toshav, keep Shabbos? Well, we know, Lo Yishbosu, it's a Pasuk of Parashas Noach, you can. So Tosis and Yavamas, Bemches, and other Rishonim might, no, the Pasuk's not telling me, Ager Toshav, of course, doesn't have to keep Shabbos for himself. What it's talking about is Amir Renachri. Ager Toshav can't do Malacha for you. And if you tell a Ger Toshav, do malacha for you on Shabbos, that's the Issur Daraisa of Amir Renachri. So if Amir Renachri for a Ger Toshav, another post can bring it down, that would be an Issur Daraisa. So many nafkaminas, that many reasons, we'll see when we get further into this year, that if we only assume you can do amihu and achri on a drabanan, you can't necessarily use it on one of the shvistim, because if telling a ger tosher is a din deraisa, so you have to find other kulas. But that's what the Tosis writes in Yavamas, that it's a din deraisa of amihu and achri for a ger tosher. If this is true, so then we found our tikkun drabanan kein deraisa tikkun. That we see the din deraisa is telling a ger toshav to do malachav. That's a din deraisa. So midrabanan, the rabbis extended not only to a ger toshav, but midrabanan any guy. So that's how some learn. That's how, if you can assume amir benach, which we do assume is only a din drabanan, it's patterned after the din deraisa of amir benachri by a ger toshav.
If that's deraisa, is that a separate mitzvah, or is that just a broadening of the existing mitzvahs? When you say it's deraisa, does that become a new mitzvah?
Well, it depends how.
Does the same?
Well, in terms of, I don't know if it changes different rishonim have different count, but the Gemara quotes from the pasuk. It's not the Gemara makes the drush on the pasuk. So it's my bar mitzvah parasha, I should know it, but it'll come back to me. But it's a pasuk in Mishpatim where the Gemara, you can't, for the reading of the pasuk, I wouldn't see it. The Gemara makes the drasha, I think it's either the Gemara increases in that test, we can just look it up, and it says from this pasuk, or in Yavamis, it says from this pasuk we learn out a ger toshav can't do malach on Shabbos. So Tosis reinterpreting, it can't mean that, so he says it must mean something else. You know, whether it's included, but that gets into a general question, how people counted the money, but according to
the minyan of mitzvahs.
Yes, but according to the sheet, it's a din deraisa, whether it's included under another, you know, another mitzvah or iser, that's fine, you know, that you don't have to say, that gets into, because many mitzvahs are subsumed other ones.
Well, it's just not mistaver that they would be misakin it, so you, when you want it to look like a deraisa, you don't take an obscure application of a, you take the standard application of a mitzvah. So if it's not one of the Tariq mitzvahs...
That's why they asked the kasha, because it's a good question. Where do they get, I don't know if you have to say every draw button Saturday after the rice anyway, but based on the kasha, so therefore so they were looking, so they found this Tosis in Yavamas to try to come up. But you're right, it's a bit Kiddush, but that's what the Tosis in Yavamas writes. That there's a din deraisa based on the pasuk that Amir Lenach and a ger toshav, and the din derabanan is an extension. All right, but it is a big kiddush. So we discussed also Amir Lenach is a derabanan. We passed it's derabanan. So we gave there are three different reasons in the Rishonim on what is the nature of the iser of Amir Lenach. So we said the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, he talks about it's a gzera. The concern is that Shabbos will be kal in your eyes. If you're all day you tell him, do this for me, that person's not around, you're going to end up doing it yourself. It's gzeira shama yavo la malacha. The gzeira, the Rambam warns, it's gzeira drabanan to prevent you from doing malacha on Shabbos. They told you not to instruct a non-Jew to do malacha. Like we find, and therefore according to the Rambam, it's gzeira. So then you can even fulfill, or you could even violate the Isser, even b'shevi al tasa. Like for instance, perhaps even telling a guy on Erev Shabbos to do something for you on Shabbos, that wouldn't make a difference. That you'd still violate the Isser Amir Lenachri. Like we find by, like Shehiyah, we pointed out that Shehiyah, you could put on the food before Shabbos, and yet on Shabbos, doing nothing, you could violate it b'shevi al tasa, because gzeira shem yichata begachom. So anytime you have a gzeira, so the chachamim point out, the mefarshim point out, that could be violated even by not a malacha. You have to do something to violate a malacha, even a malacha derabanan. You have to actually do something, but to violate a gzeira, even doing nothing, you could be violating the gzeira. Like Rabbi Kiva Eger pointed out, a famous tshuva by Erev Pesach. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So the whole issue is what do you do with Mechiras Chametz. So, we don't usually follow Rabbi Kiva Eger, but he's against this practice anyway. He recommends maybe you can make the Kinyan on Friday, and the Chalos Kinyan will just be Chal on Shabbos. So he gets into no, because even though you're not doing anything, But it's a gzeira shema yichtov. It's a gzeira. It's a din of mekach u'memcha. You're making kinyonim. You're selling something, and the Gemara tells that's a gzeira. That's a gzeira shema yichtov of mekach u'memcha. So therefore, you don't have to do anything. So therefore, according to the Rambam, it's a gzeira atu that you should end up making Shabbos kal and violating. And that's what we see also. The Amir Nachri, the Gemara tells us. By a cholesh ein bo sakana, we don't have, you know, we matter Amir Nachri in terms of what that says, we'll see. But that's the...
The thing with the Rabbi Kiddur, he's saying, like I can understand with the Maisa Kenyan. He's saying the Chalos Kenyan.
Right, the Maisa is on Friday, and the Chalos is happening...
The Zero would be on the Maisa Kenyan.
Right, but he's saying... By not, you're causing the Kenyan to be chal on Shabbos. So even so, since it's a gzeira mekach memcha, you're chayav even on Shabbos for letting the Kenyan.
That's what I'm wondering about. Gzeira mekach memcha, is that depending on
Dr. Maisa? No, I think that's exactly. Many Achorim don't like Rabbi Gvigar. No, you're on the Kuda, yeah. But that's what it's dependent on. Then we quoted Rashi and Avodah Zarah, Daf Tezayin. He quotes from, he says to somebody who didn't draw a bond, but he quotes the concept of dava davar, that it's, we know there's a, you can't talk on Shabbos, divrei chol, it has to be a separate, many things on Shabbos are different, you dress different, you speak different, so Rashi and Avodah Zarah learns the mere instruction of telling a guy to do something to you on Shabbos, that violates, even if the guy doesn't do it for you. So therefore, according to this, if you told them on Erev Shabbos, it would be okay, according to his opinion. But it's the mere actual telling the person to, calling a guy over and telling him, do X, Y, and Z for me, the mere instruction, that itself is, and that's what we'll see, that perhaps we'll see with Bar Mitzvah then, that won't be a problem. Or we have a concept, Remiza, Shalok, Kederach, Siva, if I'm not actually telling them, so then, in other words, the more indirect it is, so then according to this sheet, we understand why the more indirect, the better, because then you can say, well, I'm not instructing you. You're figuring it out on your own type of, because everyone agrees to a certain, you're allowed a certain amount of remisa. That would depend on this as well. Right, then you have to work out that. No, that's a separate factor, right. Then you can't get benefit, you might have to wait, Kadesh Yasu. Right.
And so how did you get from that pasuk to saying that this here, when you, this divor is a mesa?
No, he's not saying it to me. The Rashi talking about Azari, he's borrowing the pasuk from Yishai. He's just saying the Isra of Amir Lenachri is, because since we have a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, divrei Sofrim of Dava Dover, so he's claiming Amir Lenachri is in violation of it to Dindra Abadon. We're asking what's the logic, why is the Chachamim, if in that Torah it's permitted to tell a guy to do Malacha for me, so why the rabbis, what was the motivation of the rabbis to make this issue? So Rashi and Avodah Zarah are saying the rationale was because it's part of the violation of Dava Dava. You shouldn't be talking business matters, you shouldn't be talking other things. Part of the broad prohibition of Dava Dava is instructing a non-Jew to do Malacha. That's how Rashi and Avodah Zarah learns. And Rashi, if you did, that's a Chiddush, as we said, Rashi and Shabbos, Adaf Kuf Nun Gimel even has a bigger Chiddush. He says Harei Hu Kishrucho. He says, we know we have a concept of Shrucho Shel Adam Kamoso. Therefore, if you tell a guy to do it, Harei Hu Kishrucho, and it's Midrabanan, it's like you're doing the Malacha. Everyone jumps on Rashi. We know the Gemara and Kiddushin and elsewhere Ein Shriach LaAkum. We know as a general rule, a Nachri cannot be a Akum. So some want to say perhaps it's only on a Din Daraisa, like by Truma, it doesn't work. But perhaps Midrabanan L'Chumra, we do say Shlichas, or as the Or Sameach wants to Machalek, perhaps even on a Daraisa maybe, but you can make a distinction between Dini Mamanos versus Mitzvahs. When it comes to Mitzvahs, of course, a guy is Eino V'Toras, so of course he can't be a Shliach. But if I'm dealing in business matters, And let's say a Jew, we were talking about halva, lending money with ribbis, or a Jew gives it to a guy who gives it to another Jew. So is that how do we view that middle guy? If it's ain't shlichus ha'akam, so then it's, you know, it's the Jew doing it. But if it, but the Or Sameach raises is that maybe it's a totzah. When it comes to, let's say, Chilul Shabbos, it's the Maisa, Losasa Kol Malacha. But by Didei Mamonos, it's the result. It's the lending of the money with ribbis, it's the halvah. So he says, perhaps only by mitzvahs we exclude a guy from Shlichas, perhaps Midrabanan or not. Well, Chumra, of course, we only take it one way. Perhaps that's Pshat in Rashi, that maybe you make a distinction for Dinei Mamonos. In fact, that's why we do find that Or Sameach points out and others, Amir Lenachri is not limited to Hilchah Shabbos. The Gemara talks about Amir Lenachri by muzzling your animals when they're working. Because why? Because what's the Pshat, the Or Sameach says? Because what's the difference? It's not the mice of muzzling the Torah is concerned about. It's the result. It's the totzah that comes out. So he suggests anytime it's the result oriented and not the maisa, then why should it make a difference? When it comes to malacha, lo sasako malacha, grama, I have a guide. I can never violate min haTorah Shabbos without doing a maisa. Lo sasako malacha. But when the Torah is not concerned with the maisa, the Torah is concerned with the result. So then who, maybe even a guy, let's say that the Rambam writes, if you hire a mercenary to kill someone, so I it's grama, we still consider grama ritzika, you consider them a murderer, it might not be the same onesh, but why when it comes to grama by Shabbos, we say you're putter, but by grama ritzika, because by Shabbos, it's lo sasako malacha, the Torah is concerned with the maisa, so then grama and having someone else do it plays a role, because I'm not doing it. But if the Torah's concern is the result, not to murder someone, it's not so much, it's less of a kapeda how it's done. So if the whole purpose is not to muzzle your animal, I don't care if you have your guy muzzle, it's the same result. Your animal is being muzzled, it's tzar bar chayim, etc. So that's what the Or Sameach suggests, perhaps when it comes to mitzvahs, that's when the Gemara, all the examples in the Gemara are talking about mitzvahs. Perhaps midraban and lechumra, perhaps you could say dini mamonos might be different. However you look at it, it's a tremendous chiddush in Rashi. That's to say, because Pashas is, of course, there is no shlichus by an akum. But Rashi's chiddush is that by you appointing a nachri to do malacha for you, you're kind of like a machal Shabbos midrabanan is harehu kishlucho. But to those are the three shittas in the Rishonim. Right, it is the rice. That's what we're pointing out. That's what the Raguachev points out. Because the Torah's concern with the result,
that's when the Or Sameach is limited, because if you apply it to Rashi, Rashi's for sure only. And it was, I guess I understand Rashi say it's like a shlichus, kushlichus.
Right, right. Who kushlucho?
Yeah, and the Rabbani created that. Okay, in this situation.
And you see that the Raisa,
Or Sameach seems to be saying it's a Raisa then.
Right, I'm saying he's not forced to say it. According to Or Sameach, you're right. It was Mashu from the Or Sameach. That it's not Jerubbanan, right, that you could even say, if you want to accept this chiluk, you could argue, according to the way most say, it's Midrabbanan, but according to what the Or Sameach say, he's machal between Maisa and Totzah. So then it's like, exactly. It's like Gram Ritzikas Daraisa, so to here.
What do you mean
Daraisa?
What's the point
of that? Well, so it could be a according to the Rambam, you are considered a murderer. Let's say, if I do grama on Shabbos, I'm not a machal on Shabbos. But that's a separate, that's a din onshin. Let's say, harigas a uber, let's say. So that's a separate discussion from Moshe others. But let's assume it's murder. So, even though it's murder, but you're not chayav misa, or if you kill a gavra katela, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nigmar Adin, there are people where, there are cases where you could violate the Isser Ritzicha min haTorah, but you don't get that same onish for other reasons. But it's not the same. In terms of the onish, it might be less, but you still you're labeled a rotzeach. Masha Enkin, when it comes to the maisa, if you don't do the maisa, you can never be labeled a machal Shabbos min haTorah if you do anything grum or if you don't do anything at all. That's just the point he's making.
Shlof Hashem Olam Kemosa means that the maisa of the shliach becomes the chalais of the shaleach.
Well, yeah,
it's only shayach where there is a chalais. In Hilchos Shabbos, we don't have a chalais, like a kinyan or like kiddushin. You make a shliach, so he does the whatever has to be done, And the chalos is hal on the personal center.
You try, that's
but
right.
It wouldn't apply where the issa is the malacha itself.
According to that side, but there are other ways, in fact, the Orech Sameach discusses it, but that's the question, how, what's pshat? That's a separate share in its own right, but shulashat, is that true? That's one, you're saying it's one way, or something? No, you actually be, you know, it's a question, who is doing it? Is the Shriach actually doing it, or the Mishaleach? That's a discussion, how you view Shulchan.
When you're dealing with a Maaseh, not
yeah,
dealing with
exactly.
A Shulchan.
Right, so then, so, if a, right, but that's, but they touch on that point, I don't want to go into that now, but you're right, that's what they discuss in terms of, it's an issue in Shulchan.
It's a question either way, because either it's that way, or the other way is that the Shriach actually becomes you, so to speak, in which case,
then,
we say, so he's an ancient or
no,
a
right, so if he's saying, right, then,
Ancient of Na'avera means if he does an Avera, it's his Avera,
exactly.
Not yours.
Is the guy doing an Avera?
But so when it comes to murder,
that,
you cause the
a guy
murder.
Is doing a mitzvah, he's being Machal HaShabbat.
If he's an extension of you,
exactly,
you
yeah.
Problem.
I said, yeah, I guess.
And if he's not an extension of you, then you have my father's problem. Either way, you have a problem.
But
it seems to me that by Tzicha, there might be two aspects. There's a Mais with Tzicha, and also that Torah doesn't want the result of a murder. It's two parts of the Shabbos. It seems to be only that there's only the Maaseh, right? This is a big kiddush to say that on Shabbos it has to be that if you're going to extend it, you have to say on Shabbos is that
right,
no. Doesn't want the result. That might be the Drabban now.
There is a discussion. No, I know there is a discussion on that point that which. You know, whether when the Torah doesn't want any work being done, that's how some want to say why Amir Lenachri, because God doesn't want any malacha done on that day. So therefore, perhaps what you're saying is right, but I'm saying there are those who want to, I guess based on this problem, they want to say that maybe there is a chalos on Shabbos also. But you're right, Pasha says, well, Sasa called malacha, and then you have that issue. You're right, so the whole Rashi is a tremendous chiddush to begin with, in words, about the Tarehu Kishlucho.
That might be the Drabbanan. The fact that
Chazal
created...
Right, and that's part of the Midrabban, and part of the Amir Lenachri, they said we're also concerned with the result.
No, but that's the way of understanding the Rasmeh. The Rabban created that we're going to be concerned about the result, and therefore there's the extension of this type of Shleichus when your only concern is the result.
Right. Right, this is one that's moving along, because I want to get to Amir Lenachri. Mm-hmm. So we have the three sheetas on... what is the school of thought? But we left off. I want to go into Amir Lenachri, which Sarah. So Amir Lenachri is an issue of Rabbanan, according to the majority. So what about Amir Lenachri with Sarach Mitzvah? Let's say I want to do a mitzvah, and the only way I can do the mitzvah is have the guy do something for me to enable me to. Is there a difference?
It's mentioned for turning on the lights in a shul to beautify the davening as mutter.
Right, that's what we'll get into. That's the Ramad.
Exact.
Yeah, so then it depends, yeah. We'll see, that might be a bit, right,
that's even
you know, that's even a better one, because we'll see, maybe Sarche Rabban will be different, we'll get into the different column. So first is a Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin, there's actually three Gemaras. Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Bey and Avav, and the Gemara in Gin and Avchetam and Beis. But we'll start off with Erevin and we'll see how far we get. That the Gemara in Erevin on Samach Vav Amid Beis, or Samach Zayin Amid Beis, and it goes over to Samach Ches, it's a famous case about, it's talking about Bris Mila, which will be a factor, and it's talking about the water spilling. So the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, today we have modern technology, we don't deal with these issues anymore. But before modern technology, there was a very important to wash the child, they're both, you have to wash the child before the mila, after the mila, and they're both issues of sakana, the katan to kolish yishbo sakana. So it's a famous case, not in the Gemara, when you only have enough water, you have half the water. You had everything prepared before Shabbos, and the kids kicked over the bucket of water, now you only have one bucket. So you only have enough water to do before, but you don't have enough water to do after. That's the famous machlokes Ramban and Balamor, do you go ahead and do the bris, knowing that right after you do the bris, you're going to have to get more water heated up. So that's the Ramban says, Engelcha mitzel l'shaitza, I don't care, right now I have a mitzvah miwa, if I have to heat up hot water or get a gag, so let it be. And the Balamor says, no, you got to push it off to Sunday. So that's That's the machlokes in the Rishonim. The Gemara is...
I thought it was on the water being gone before.
No, question. Could you go ahead and do the bris now? In other words, the case of the Gemara we'll see is there's no water at all. The case of the Ramban and Balamor, I thought, was that you had half the water. In other words, you have enough water now to do what you have to do, but you know once he does, you have enough to wash the bay before the bris.
Right.
But you're not going to have enough water once the bris happens. So could I go ahead and do?
And the
Baal HaMor
said that's
awesome. No, the Baal HaMor says his sheet is ain't. He says you have. He said you're not going to put yourself in a situation where it's going to be Goreim Chilul Shabbos. Obviously, it won't be Chilul Shabbos because then it would be Pikuach
right.
Nef. He says you're not. He says L'chatchila, one should not put themselves in a situation, and he says you should wait until Sunday. That's the Baal HaMor Shita.
Okay,
I think the Machaba passes that way. But either way, it's not halacha l'maaseh because we don't have the water anymore.
Okay, now I thought it was the other way around. Okay, so that might be more, but if you know you're...
But the similar, I mean, that's no difference. Here you say you didn't even start it, but that would be a similar question also.
No, because you don't have to kind of suffice with it. In other words, you're doing the Isser Shabbos before...
There's nothing to talk about. The question of the Ramban Baal HaMor is, should you put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to machal Shabbos? Afterwards, do I wait until Sunday? That's the machlokes. But that's not the Gemara. The Gemara's case is you have no water. Let's say all the water spilled, there's no water. So what do you do? So the Gemara suggests, so how about getting a guy? So the case was there was water in a chatzir. So the Gemara doesn't suggest, as we'll see, which will be relevant, doesn't suggest you're not telling the guy to cook the water. The water is already there in someone else's chatzir. And the question was, you want to get the guy to come and bring the water from one chutzner to bring it over to wherever you're doing the bris milah and shul in the person's house. So that's the question. So the Gemara goes as a whole discussion back and forth about the issue. But the maskanas ha-Gemara, these are the key words of the Gemara, which we'll have to understand. The maskanas ha-Gemara says it depends. After all, there's a lot more in the Gemara, but what's relevant for us now are the last lines. That Rav Yosef concludes, well, it depends. It's shvus de is be maisa. If it's a shvus that is be maisa, that involves a maisa, this word literally, and I'll tell you what the Rishonim say, then it's usher. You can't tell a guy to do this. If it's a shvus de is be maisa. But if it's a shvus de west be maisa, then you can get the guy to take the water from that chutzar and bring it to the place of the bris. Ad kan ha gemara. Actually, the gemara goes on, but I'd count for our purposes. So the question, what does that mean? Shvus to ispe maisa, shvus to lespe maisa. So the riff over there in Shabbos and other places, he says, Pshat is, shvus to ispe maisa, that's an allusion to an issa daraisa. If it involves a biblical, a maisa, malacha, if it's something which involves a daraisa, then it's us, you can't tell a guy to violate an issa daraisa. But it's the west by maisa, it's only a dindar abundant. It's not a real dindar, right? It's not considered a maisa min haTorah. So the way the riff learns, and in fact, the riff has a gear, in the riff's gear, so it says that, and the Gemara doesn't suggest for the guy to cook the water. He throws in his gear, he said it has that. And it doesn't say that the guy to cook the water, because that's not allowed according to the riff. The only issue is transferring the water from one place to another. So the riff shita is Amira Lenachri with Sarach Mitzvah is only mutter if we're dealing with the Malacha Durabanan. So basically this is the case of Shvus to Shvus the Makka Mitzvah. Telling a guy to do something is Durabanan. The guy is, even if it was a Jew doing it, it would only be an Issa Durabanan because you're not carrying it in Rishus HaRabim. So a Shvus to Shvus, the Gemara is talking about Mila, which will be relevant later on. But shvus to shvus, the makam mitzvah, the makam mila, that is how the Rif learns that Gemara. The Bala Iter, And the Hilchot Skedolos, we'll see the different variations. They learned the Gemara totally different. They say...
Wait a second, so if a guy carries an Ursus Arabim, it's a Daraisa?
No, it's not
the rest of the world. No, if a, no, we're saying, the question is, if a Jew would, no, if a
Jew... Talmud Fatsur to Fatsur, that's why I drew.
No,
if
it,
no,
yeah, if a Jew... Yeah,
if not, say it's a derisa to the rest of the rabbin, then it, is it a guy carrying is a derisa?
No, if it goes, I guess you only have... No, the question is, if it's a derisa for you, if a Jew would do it, would it be a derisa or a derabanan? So he's saying that a guy can only do something which would be us or derabanan to me. In other words, obviously
he can't cook the fire, can't
that's why he
fire.
Can't cook the how it work. Fire, but that's the, we'll see, I mean, with his starting, but that's the riff sheet. And Amir Lenokri, that's the classic shwist to shwist, that's where we get it from. Shwist to shwist, and Tosis will say it also, shwist to shwist, you need Amir Lenokri a derabanan, and the malach itself is only a derabanan, meaning if a Jew would do it, it'd only be... Obviously, for a guy, he's not involved, he could do anything he wants. But for a Jew, if he did this act, it would be a malacha d'rabbanan, because it's not Rishus HaRabim, it's only in a chatzer. So the riff sheet is, even though Amir Lenukri is usher, but if you get him to only violate a malacha d'rabbanan, so then shvus to shvus, the makam mitzvah, will permit it. That's the riff sheet. And the Baal Eter has a totally different sheet. He says, Ispe Mais, the Rif said, Ispe Mais is Daraisa, Lespe Mais is Drabanan. The Bible has nothing to do with that. You know what Ispe Mais means? A Jew doing it. If a Jew does, forget about Daraisa Drabanan. If a Jew does it for you, it's Usher. But if a guy does it for you, that's Lespe Mais. So according to the Baal Itter, he's the most Mako of all Sheetas. And we'll see if we pass him, who we pass him like. But the Baal Itter Sheet is, Amir Lenukri, even if it involves a malacha daraisa, is mutter. In other words, you can tell a guy to cook the water for you, even. And as we see, he doesn't have that gerusa of the Baal Itter, the gerusa of the Rif. In other words, according to the Baal Itter, it's Jew versus non-Jew. There is no distinction. If it's Amir Lenukri, so we don't care. Amir Lenukri with Sarach Mitzvah, I don't care if it's a malacha daraisa. A malacha drabanan. Shvus to ispe ma'isa means you can't have another Jew doing malacha for you on Shabbos. But having a guy do it, even if it involves an issa deraisa, I mean, if you did it, it would be an issa deraisa. That's the Baal Itter sheet to that. Amir Lenukri. Right, of course. Only with Amir Lenukri with Sarach Mitzvah, even if it involves a malacha deraisa. And you have on the other side, the Ramban, Nechmanides, is the most machmir. He says, you can't even tell a guy, even Amir Lenukri, even on a Durabanan, even a normal shvist to shvist to Makam Mitzvah is a no-go. What do you mean? The Gemara says in Ervin, shvist to Respe Maisa is mutter. He says, yeah, that's a special din in Mila. Why Mila? Because Mila, we know, is Docha Shabbos. Mila itself is Docha Shabbos. So therefore, when it came to Amir Lenukri, we're Mako by Mila. But in fact, you can't take Mila now and start comparing it to all other mitzvahs. Like the Ritva, right? Similar. Like we know, we have a famous Gzeira Derava that we know when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, or Purim on Shabbos. So we have a Gzeira Derabba. We tell you no shofar today, no luav, etc. Because Gzeira you might come to carry in a Rishus HaRabim. So why don't we make Mila B'Shabbos, why don't we say Gzeira Derabba? So, you know, the many, many, many answers. Mila is different because Mila has its kares. Others say because it's Vadai. By Mila you know exactly it's the eighth day. By other days, in terms of Yontif, you're not sure on the calendar. Different reasons given, but not for now. But the point being is, the Ritva says the same thing. If we don't make Zera Derava Amila, so we're not going to be worried about Amir Lenukri. So the point being, the Ramban is the strictest Shita. Amir Lenukri, even on the Rabbanan, basically, there is no general heter of Amir Lenukri with Sarach Mitzvah. According to the Ramban, it's Amir Lenukri with Sarach Mila. So all we know is, I'm saying, all these sheetahs are talking about Mila, but So the Bali, so then it's a further question whether we extend them from Mila to all other mitzvahs. But it's clear, so the Bali's sheet is, he does extend it as well. His sheet is, Amira l'nachri, even on a malacha daraisa, you can tell a guy to do anything you want for you, if with Sarach mitzvah it's okay. The Rif sheet is, you need shvus to makka mitzvah. You need a, Amira l'nachri only on a malacha darabana, and you have to get it down to a darabanan. And then you have the third sheet of the Ramban that Abir Wanakh is talking about this usher. Aye, Gemara. You know, everybody, that's an exception to the rule. We'll see, there'll be a couple of exceptions to the rule, and Mila will be one because Mila itself is Docha Shabbos. So, you had a question?
You say water wouldn't apply today, but what about the sucking itself? If in order to
Metzitza, you're talking about?
In order to perform a mila, you have to be over hatzor.
You're asking if
because the sakin is not here.
Oh,
the knife.
Oh, the sakin. Okay, yeah.
So the water, you say, doesn't apply today, but the knife would.
No, that does. That's the question. You're asking a question. If you forgot the knife, could you carry a knife? That's the question.
So it's in the Gemara.
That means, as we'll see, that was the whole big shiloh. There was a big shiloh. It reminds me, it was in Yerushalayim, with Sri Pesach Frank, about, that was the whole question with the magnet, which is another share, is the Moel brought I think they had a guy who brought the baby over, and so I guess maybe the knife was in the carriage or on bottom somewhere, and the guy left, and they said the baby was there. When they looked for the knife, they couldn't find it, they looked right outside, it was like, the knife was like, but there was no Eruv, so they had a whole discussion whether they could use a magnet and try to, could you use the magnet on Shabbos to bring it in? But right, that'd be the question. So according to the Baal Itter, you could get a guy, assuming we're talking about a Rishus HaRabim, so then according to the Baal Itter, it wouldn't be a problem. He says you could carry the water, you could be able to carry the knife. According to the other Rishonim, it'd be a problem if you could then, assuming it would involve a Malacha Daraisa, so then we'll have to stay tuned to see if we can find another heter. But based on what we said here, it only works according to the Baal Itter. That you could buy, assuming there's no, obviously you have a guy, you get a guy. But you say, assuming there's no guy around, and you'd have to violate, so Pasha said according to the Baal Itter, you could get a guy and get the knife. And according to others, then maybe you'd have to hold off on the meal. I'll get to more halacha ma'aseh shaylas on meal also, but that there'll be a question about, or might just throw it out now while we're on it. There's the case where when doctors do a count of, I don't know, is it a bilirubin they call it or something, and there's different low counts, and I know you're a doctor, right? So a lot of times the doctors, let's say it was a Shabbat, halacha ma'aseh, it was a Shabbos bris, and on Friday the doctor did the usual, went to the doctor, they did the test. I guess you got to take some blood out to do the test. And right now, the baby's a little drawn that they weren't going to do the mila. However, the doctor said, let me tell you a little secret, by tomorrow, if everything goes normal, probably the count would be good and you won't have to worry. The only problem is, you gotta take blood on Shabbos, and according to whatever malacha you want to say it is, it's an issur d'oraisa to be motzi dam, tilas neshama, dash, whichever malacha you want to pin it on, but there's an issur d'oraisa to take blood out. So the shaila was, what do? You push off the mila until Sunday, or could you get the non-Jewish nurse, whatever, to come and take the test, which involves an issur d'oraisa. So that was, so, do you want me to give you the answer now, or? so that's one of the questions I'll have to answer shortly. I just want to give you the cloud first, but that would be a similar shava. Basically, can you violate, can you get a guy, obviously if it involves a Jew doing a malacha d'oraisa, then you wait until Sunday to do the bris. Because we pass the Mila Docha Shabbos, not the Machshirei. We don't pass them like Rabbi Elezer. But if you could get, but the shy would be, could you get a guy to go ahead and do a malacha d'oraisa, i.e. bring the knife, or i.e. take the blood out of the child. So so we'll have to see. So I'll just tell you the answer is yes anyway, because really that's a machlokes, because the general machlokes, there'll be different shitas within the Baal Iter, but the Baal Iter takes the Bahag and extends the Hilchos Gedolos, but there's an actual machlokes Tosis and the Hilchos Gedolos by Mila. So since it's a machlokes is Tosis and the Hilchos Gedolos, so Mopos can write, and we'll get to Kedaihu B'Shas Hadchak with smoke al Baal Iter. As we'll see, we honestly pass like the Baal Iter with Chachila, but bottom line is, if you're asking me the Shaila, I say we could rely on the Baal Iter, B'Shas Hadchak, and therefore, I would...
Not to postpone
the... Right, not to. I tell you, you can get the nurse to take the blood, and then Uchora will see, you know, the knife should be no different. But you can do, we passed in... In other words, we could rely on the Bishas. It's always, by the way, all these cases are Shas Hadchak, because the child there and with the knives, so basically we're dealing with Shas Hadchak all the time. But as the Mishnah Brua and the post can write, Kedaihu l'smoch al Baal Iter b'Shas Hadchak. Well, see, actually the Ramah actually quotes the Baal Iter first, l'chadchila, but the bottom line answer is to that question is yes, that you can. So, and in fact, you got a question?
Take blood from the bris. What do you think, separate blood?
The what?
Take blood from the bris. What do you think, separate blood?
No, but then it's too late.
Then it's too late.
Yeah. Then you're going to get a lot more blood than you want.
Exactly. Then you might be dealing with ritzicha or some other issue. Right. So that's the Gemara in Erevin. The three shitas by Mila. So Mila, see, by Mila, we're more mekel. Let's say at least there's more room to be mekel, because even the Ramban, who's Machmer and Amir Lenachri, even he has to be agreed to Mila. So Mila already, there's more room. So the fact that we say something is written by Mila, you can't automatically extend it to other mitzvahs. But by Mila is another one, and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is another one, because that's the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about, the Gemara is talking about a totally different concept. It's talking about the Gedarim of Eretz Yisrael in terms of Gin and other things, but for our purposes, the Gemara talks about a Kosev Shtar B'Shabbos. Is one permitted to write? Let's say the only way to acquire this property in Eretz Yisrael in Syria is you have to write a Shtar. So the Gemara says, Shabbos? Ksivan Shabbos? What? No, the Gemara says, no, Amir Lenachri we're talking about. That you're allowed to get a guy to fill out the document for you on Shabbos for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So that's a further discussion in the Rishonim. What does that mean, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Is that an individual? I mean, for me, I want to move to Eretz Yisrael, so then I can violate. So then I can violate a deraisa. I could get a guy to do a deraisa for me, or does Yishuv Eretz Yisrael mean no? It's the mitzvah derabim, that not for me personally. But Christ, so we're acquiring different lands in Eretz Yisrael. It's a big nafkamina, but they both came up. I'll give you examples of both. It was common in Russia that they specifically, I don't know, I guess it was the airlines or the people who sell the tickets. They only sold tickets to Israel on Shabbos. That's what people were telling me. That they only sold, if you wanted to go to Israel, you'd have to actually go to the place. And then, you know, they wanted, you know, halachas in terms of religion. So the shaila is, am I mutter to do it? So number one, I'll tell you, it's probably mutter to do it because suffolk pikuach nefesh, get out of there. But let's assume it wasn't pikuach nefesh. So then that's the shaila. So if the issue with this gemara is bishum yishuv eretz Yisrael on a personal level, so then I'm, you know, then you'd have other, it'd be a tzara gadol anyway. The bottom line, there's plenty of reasons to tell you to do it and get out of Russia, because it will be, it's a big sorrow anyway. But if you learn like those we've shown, but even on a mitzvah of the yachid, so that would be an example where you could get a guy to buy the ticket for you on Shabbos, violate the deraisa, assuming it involves the deraisa. But others we've shown him say this involves the mitzvah of the rabbi. It's not a personal mitzvah on me. In fact, a famous famous Meisel Rav Kook, I think it was in the 20s or 30s, whatever it was. Also, the British were big anti-Semites as well, and they used to hold auctions for buying land, and they like to do auctions on Jewish holidays, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, and they figured up the Jews won't come, let the Arabs buy up the land. So they went to Rav Kook and they said, what's going, we want to buy the land, but it's Shabbos, it's Yom Kippur, we want to know if we could go. He says, of course you could go. It's the Gemara in Gindav Chesam and Beis. The Gemara says that to acquire land in Eretz Israel, you could buy away Amir with Nachri, even on the Raisa level. You could ask. So he says, get a gentle driver, get a cab driver to drive you, take care of everything. I think what happened was he drove through a Jewish area by mistake, and everyone was screaming Shabbos. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they were throwing stones yet, but the guy forgot to tell the guy, don't drive through Jewish areas. They see a Jew in the car, they don't know what he's doing. So either way, but it's black and white. No matter what you want to say about any other mitzvah, that's black and white in the Gemara, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So according to everyone, buying land for the sake of, for the mitzvah derabim, everyone agrees to. Whether you extend it to the mitzvah of the Yachid, that's a further discussion how you learn the Gemara.
Who says it's a mirvah?
No, the Gemara talks...
The Gemara itself says it's a mirvah?
The Gemara has Shabbos, the Gemara didn't say, I could write the Shtar.
Right.
Shabbos, no, of course not you, the Gemara said.
The Gemara
explicit case, Amir of Anachmi, and the Gemara said I could get a guy to write the Shtar for me. So according to everybody, for the mitzvah derabim of living, of owning land out of Israel, there's no one in the world, I mean, I never find no one, there will be one person, which I didn't quote yet, who will say that. But according to 99%, it seems to be black and white. You could violate an Issa Deraisa on Shabbos for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
Domei Lazer, the British ended the mandate on Shabbos, the 15th of May, 6th of year. But they didn't want to proclaim the states on the Shabbos, so they proclaimed it the previous afternoon. Maybe they didn't know this.
All right, usually right. Okay, maybe they changed their ways from the 20s. Maybe some public, maybe you know, they changed their ways by not being so lahachas. I don't know.
Yeah, but right.
That obviously wouldn't have been a problem, right?
Politically correct.
Right, so I guess we'll have to continue on this matter.
But just buying a ticket on Shabbos, that would be, that in itself is only drabona.
Right, I'm saying, assuming it involved, assuming you had a...
Seicho, asurim, hevurim, motorim.
Right, no, assuming it involved, that the case was, the shayla was it involved some deraisa.
Yeah,
yeah, whatever, maybe, right, signing was probably, yeah. And therefore, so we're saying, so you get someone else to sign it, but that'd be, so according, I said, in the Russia case, I would have told the guy for sure, get out of there. There's so many other reasons. You could be soma, but it's more to show you the issue. That would depend on how those Rishonim learn, whether or not Kamar. I'll share with you next time, Or Zaru is the only Rishon who might feel differently about this, because he learns the Gemara, I don't want to ruin it for you, he learns the Gemara differently. And then we have to go into the Gemara in Be'ah about Kfura, about Meis, we know the Halacha, Meis B'yantiv Rishon, we have
Goyim.
Yeah, to why? So
even Rosh Hashanah.
Yes, Amir Lenachri, Kfura and making Tachrich levals and Issa Daraisa. So why are we mat here Amir Lenachri on Kfura B'Yom Rishon? We'll have to discuss. And then what exactly is the Heter of Yom Sheni? So we could definitely, we'll definitely have to have at least one more share on Amir Lenachri. But I guess we'll have to wait. I don't have to review everything because we're not going to have another sheriff to another. Next week I'm in Florida. The week after, Joel's in Vegas, I believe. So what's the date on that following? So what's the date on the Thursday we're back? Well, next Thursday is my birthday, the 29th. Then the following Thursday is Feb something.
That'd be February the 5th.
Yeah, the 5th. 5th, and yours is the 12th. I guess we're back then. Are we back to 12th? Yeah, okay, the 12th then. Okay. We're gone the 29th and the 5th, we're off.
Right.
And we're back on the 12th.
It'll be a premier lot.
But this, a lot could happen in 3 weeks, but right. I guess we might as well finish it off. And then we already read, but then we already missed Tu B'Shvat, so we'll move on to something else.
Too. What the heck?
In relation to what we were discussing at the very beginning,
right?
The term Akum and the term Nochvi, and of course the term Goy, seem to be used indiscriminately when they're not always, when the halacha is not always the same. And maybe that in itself would be a subject for learning.
Because
we usually call it Akum, like Amir al-Akum. But we don't mean Akum, we mean Nochvi.